Welcome back to Coach Speak here on the 95.7 KQWC, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on this Monday evening. Quinn Douglas with you here as joining us on the line now is the head boys basketball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles. Ryan Peterson joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me, Quinn.
So as we take a look at your team coming into this 2025-26 season, a team that's replacing three starters, three really key players for your team a year ago, and a team that made it, was nearly into the district final in Class 2A last year. And you do have two, I think, pieces that are going to surprise a lot of people this year back in Adrian Whipple and your son Gavin Peterson to kind of headline that group coming back. But when you look at this group coming into this year and the work they put in the offseason to now, after a full week of a practice, what have you seen from this group that has stood out to you about some things you're excited about with them?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this group. Like you said, obviously my son's part of it, and they've been working really hard. Key pieces of our team, Gavin and Adrian, and like you said, and Trenton Robinson. You know, those guys all played football this year and had a lot of success, and I think that that'll help them a lot this season in basketball as well. I know what I'm getting out of them. You know, toughness and we've grown physically as well. Put on a lot of pounds, and Adrian Whipple's up to, gosh, I think almost 6'3" now. So having a point guard that can handle the ball and use his height as well is going to be great for us.
I mean, look at filling some of the other spots that that the starting lineup will need, and that the rotation off the bench will need as well. Who are some players you have seen step up during the offseason and appear to be ready to step into either the starting lineup or play some meaningful minutes off the bench?
Yeah, Eli Friedel is one of them. He started a couple games for us last year and then was a key member off the bench, and had a kind of a tough time last year. He had a broken finger and was sick quite a bit. And, I'm looking for him to really take over one of those spots this year left, from Jackson and Abe and Josh from last year. And I think he can really help us with ball handling and toughness. And another young man, senior, Isaac Williams, is also another one that, he works hard. He's one of those guys that kind of does the little things in basketball, rebounding and hustle plays, and gets on the floor. And we've got some juniors as well that, another football player, Camden Sisson. I don't know if there's a tougher guy on the team. He just throws his body around and he's a very good defender. He's going to be – I told him he needs to do – kind of like what Gavin did last year, rebound and play good defense and do the hustle plays. So those are three guys that I'm really looking to see, them take that next step. And so far, so good. They've been really working each other in practice, and it's been good so far.
And as we look at this schedule here to open up your season, you guys do have a jamboree tonight up at West Hancock. Get a look at a conference opponent here. So get some actual game action in terms of a scrimmage format tonight. Then obviously after Thanksgiving break, you guys hit the ground running with, I think, a pretty tough start to the season schedule those first couple weeks. You open up obviously with Clarion Goldfield. That was a big rivalry game to open up the year. Next night on Tuesday, you go to Forest City, who is coming off of a very good year last year, West Hancock that Friday. And then that second week of December is definitely a challenging one. You take on the defending state champions in Madrid. You take on Belmont Clemmie the night after on a Tuesday night. And then a team with a lot of acclaim here to start the year in 1A and Bishop Garrigan as well, to kind of wrap up that those first 2 weeks of the season. When you look at the challenges that lie ahead for the first couple weeks of the season, what are some things you want to see from your team against some of the competition you're seeing? What are some things that excites this team about some of the competition they're playing?
Yeah, we like you said, it's going to be a tough road. We probably play three of the best teams in our conference right off the bat. Four City, I think Belmont's going to be really good this year. They didn't lose anybody from last year's team, and of course Garrigan's pretty solid as well. We have some of those games are on the road, and it's going to be tough. So just to see how they react to the road games, and like I said before, we have three or four guys that are going to need to put in some good minutes, and just kind of seeing how they react to more playing time and you know, a bigger role this year. And you know, we have to take care of the ball this year. We have to rebound, and I think we could push the ball up and down the court a little bit more this year, and use our athleticism and our toughness to our advantage.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here down the road in the regular season.
Thank you, Quinn. Go Eagles.
Yeah, that was Ryan Peterson, the head boys basketball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We wrap things up next with Roland Story basketball coach Darren Bergeron here on 95.7 KQWC.